O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 16. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Psalm 16, Fullness of Joy, by Shane Bernard. A resonant solo voice sings the words from the psalm's text. Synthesizer, syncopated guitar, and drum kit subtly enter one by one in musical layers until the full band bursts into intense praise to accompany the text, "In your presence there is fullness of joy."
Preserve me, O God, for I find rest in you alone. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord, I have no good apart from you. All sons and daughters, brothers, sisters, my delight. Hey, let's sing together. No other God shall satisfy. God, you satisfy. In your presence there is fullness.
Psalm 16. Protect me, God, for I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have nothing good besides you. As for the holy people who are in the land, they are the noble ones. All my delight is in them. The sorrows of those who take another god for themselves will multiply. I will not pour out their drink offerings of blood, and I will not speak their names with my lips. Lord, you are my portion and my cup of blessing. You hold my future. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places indeed. I have a beautiful inheritance. I will bless the Lord who counsels me, even at night when my thoughts trouble me. I always let the Lord guide me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices. My body also rests securely. For you will not abandon me to Sheol. You will not allow your faithful one to see decay. You reveal the path of life to me. In your presence is abundant joy. At your right hand are eternal pleasures. Back when I used to play baseball, I wrote the reference Psalm 16:8 underneath the bill of my hat. The verse reads, I always let the Lord guide me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. I was a right-handed pitcher, and this was intended to be a reminder to me that regardless of the outcome of any game, because I belong to Jesus, I won't be shaken in an ultimate sense. This entire psalm brings us as believers into a renewed sense of confidence and contentment in God's care. It's a reminder of the reality that God has us, and because that is true, everything else will be okay. For as verse 11 tells us, in God's presence is abundant joy, and at his right hand are eternal pleasures. Do you believe this? Have you experienced that? 300 years ago, the pastor and theologian Jonathan Edwards captured the glad contentment of this psalm when he said in one sermon, the heart of a godly man doth freely choose God and Christ for his portion. If the godly man might have his choice either to live always in the world in the enjoyment of all manner of worldly prosperity, or else in God's time die and go to heaven and dwell forever there in the enjoyment of God and Jesus Christ, he would choose the latter. Are there things right now that are distracting you, taking away your focus from the reality that in God's presence and only in his presence, there is abundant joy? Are you seeking joy elsewhere in places that won't satisfy? Where is your trust and your confidence? In these next few moments, pray that the Spirit would reveal the true desires of your heart and bring them into greater conformity with the words of this psalm. Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Most loving Father, whose will it is for us to give thanks for all things, to fear nothing but the loss of you, and to cast all our care on you who care for us, preserve us from faithless fears and worldly anxieties, that no cloud of this mortal life may hide from us the light of that love which is immortal, and which you have manifested to us in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.